Well, Ed and Robin Kalnins are here with us today. I'm not going to say much about his bio and all that stuff. You can read it. But I'm just really glad to have him here. I feel so much like this guy is a kindred. These guys are like kindred spirits. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to let him share, minister, release whatever God has for him. So here they are. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much for that kind welcome. So anyways, my wife will be saying something in a moment. But how are you? Man, there's a great peaceful presence here. I'm just so honored to be here. Again, my name is Ed Kalnins, and I travel full time as an itinerant minister under Ed Kalnins' Voice of Hope. But I've been in ministry since 1984. That's a long time. And so, and really haven't given up. How do you know sometimes it's easy to give up? It's kind of like what it is. But I just want you to know the word that I heard when I was talking to Pastor John was anything that can be shaken will be shaken. You know? And so if there's things in our lives that are shaking and they're falling off, let it fall off and just concentrate what's not falling off. Come on, you know, just focus on what isn't falling off, because what can be shaken, it will be shaken. And so I know I don't know much history except for what we talked about in the living room there, but I'll be getting that in a moment. But I came here with a word. Are you guys ready for a word? I mean, right? Anyways, so my wife and I, we have 7 children. All right. So come on, man. We homeschooled them all. Actually, she did. Yeah. Yeah. So my wife raised 7 children. And she raised a husband, too. Amen. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Come on. We know what we're talking about there. Anyways, and so we've met in a school of ministry called the Master's Commission, and we were the very first group. We were the first ones to start the we're the first fruits of that ministry. Now it's worldwide. Master's Commission is a school of ministry. It was the first local church school of ministry that we know of that was in the nation. Yeah, first one ever. Now churches have school of ministries, and there's all kinds of schools going on, but we were the first group. And that's where we met, and so now we're married. Amen. So awesome. Been married for a while. How many years now? 32 years. Thank you, honey. 32 years. Yeah. I was a youth pastor. Started out being a youth pastor, then a college age pastor, then I became a missionary, then evangelist, then a senior associate pastor, senior pastor. Seen it all. And I want you to know it's not that glorious. It's the only thing that's glorious is when Jesus shows up. Yeah. That's it. When Jesus shows up, it's glorious. Amen, right? So when I was praying over here, when Pastor John, I mean, we came off from the same branch, man. You know, Jesus said, I'm the vine, and in me I have a lot of branches. We're on the same branch. I'm telling you, it's like, wow, we're too identical. It's kind of freaked me out a little bit. So, but the Lord is good. And when I was praying over this place, I like to come. I usually have product to sell and everything else. I didn't bring any of that today because I just know this is going to be an ongoing relationship. I just know it. I'll do it next time. I'll bring my product next time. But we've gone through a lot of things personally. We have been betrayed. We've been talked about. We've been spit out, chewed out, kicked out, whatever it is. Just like Apostle Paul. with all that, you could always look back to say, you know, people are people. You guys know what I'm talking about? People are people. But Jesus never changes. When Jesus becomes your prize, the Bible says nothing will disappoint you. Nothing will disappoint you. Say nothing. Nothing will disappoint you. And so as we keep our eye, I mean, we've been through a lot. One of my friends, he saw us for 30 years, and he said, Ed, a person, the things that you went through, most people would have given up, honestly. But, you know, it's not, we're not here to do church. We're here to glorify the Son of the living God in our lives. Come on, amen, right? Upon our lives, through our lives, and among our lives. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not a religion. Amen? And so, but when I was thinking about this place, Wells Springs, a fear of the Lord came on me. It was a holy fear. And as I was just kind of meditating on this place, I never seen the property. I just met him, and it just not, there was no really no real history. The Lord should gave me a picture what this place is. You guys want to hear it? So what the Lord showed me that this place is a volcano in the spirit realm. This place is a volcano. All right. And so when I thought of volcanoes are intimidating. You don't know when it's going to erupt. You guys know what I'm talking about? And here's what I saw. This household of faith is as a volcano, and I saw three different eruptions that this house is going to do. You ready for three different eruptions? And this is what I saw in the spirit, and so buckle up and get ready for what God's going to do. It had its first eruption. And the word eruption means to burst from limits. To burst from limits or to burst from restraint. Are you guys ready for that? It also means to burst from a control over your expression. Are you ready to burst? In the name of Jesus, at the sound of my voice, Jesus, show up. Come, Holy Spirit, amen, right? Amen. So the Lord's in this place. I know he prays in God's presence. But the first eruption that I saw was God's glory. You erupted, and it covered the region. You see, volcanoes, when it erupts, this is not my message, but when it erupts, it covers a region. One spot, one eruption covers an entire region. We know that to be true in Alaska. We lived in Alaska for 15 years. I was Sarah Palin's pastor. She was my member in our church. Discipled, trained, sent, did everything. You know, we were friends first, but she's the real deal. But we were friends first. You know, our kids played with their kids, and she watched our kids. We watched theirs. They played soccer together. I mean, we're just friends. But I remember when a volcano erupted in the Washington State area. I believe it was Washington. Or no, Japan. It was Japan. Do you know the ash coverage came over to Alaska? It crossed the ocean and it put a blanket on our cars. I mean, we had dust and, you know, ash and everything. But so when this place erupts, it's going to cover this region. You guys ready for this? See, when you erupt, it covers a region and affected, I believe it affects all the way up to New York. This is the influence of this house, this anointing, this angel. What the fear of God that I had was the angel that I saw, you know, that was assigned to this place. It blanketed Martinsville because of the cloud which came out of this place. I saw it was a good cloud, the cloud of glory, which became a blessing to this entire community of Martinsville. Isn't that really cool? It erupted. It even brought and even made a way for others to come in. All right? So another eruption I saw, remember, the other definition for eruption means to begin doing something suddenly. Are you ready for a suddenly moment? Yes. Right? Suddenly moment doesn't come because you weren't preparing for it. Suddenly's happened because you prepared. You guys with me on this? You see, if we're not preparing for something and suddenly will come, it will crush us. But if you're preparing for something, there will be a suddenly you're able to survive it. Amen. Come on, brother. You guys with me on this? So You are being prepared for a suddenly moment. So keep on praying. Keep on worshiping. Keep on doing the things that you're doing, because a suddenly eruption will take place here. Turn to your neighbor and say, get ready to erupt. Come on, say, get ready to erupt. Another eruption that I saw here at this place is the cloud of prophetic decrees. There's going to be a huge prophetic decree coming. And again, like the last one, it covered the region like a blanket. So when the seasons came of the prophetic season comes of decrees, it's going to erupt and shift this region. Now, when I came up on top, I didn't know this was on top of the hill. Man, but when we were going up the hill, I said, no wonder it's a volcano. It's sitting on the top of a hill, you know, this house. So it's like an eagle's nest, right? And there's a lot of history here. So are you ready for prophetic decrees to be made, right? So that means it's going to be a little bit of a price to pay. That means turn off your TVs, turn off social media, and come and hear the word of the Lord and decree, because God is jealous for Martinsville. In Henry County, God is going to do something here. Are you guys ready for this? Then I saw another eruption. It was the cloud of intercession. It's going to be like a suddenly. You're going to wake up suddenly in the glory. You're going to wake up and suddenly with the prophetic decree. Then you're going to wake up with a suddenly intercession. Prayers that are offered will cover this region. And it's for the sake of the body of Christ. Are you guys ready for this? Each eruption had its own effect. So try not to be trapped of old eruptions. Just follow the Spirit. Come on, you guys, right? Just follow. And then what happens is you're going to feel the rumblings. You know what rumblings are? Agitations. Do you know heaven is agitated? It is. You know, every time when you read someone who took a trip to heaven, like Enoch, heaven is agitated. It's rumbling, getting ready to explode. You guys know what I'm talking about. How many people have been feeling something in your spirit that's been stirring and agitated, right? And it's not you having a bad day. It's the jealousy of God rumbling inside. God is more jealous for the region than we are. Isn't that awesome? God is more jealous for your sons and daughters than we are. And sometimes when the jealousy of God hits you, it's overwhelming. I can't describe to you the jealousy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to talk until I say something. Is that right? But I just want you to know the ways of God for a moment here. The ways of God. If you've been dissatisfied, agitated, if you've been feel like you're not dry, but you kind of feel it, that is the jealousy of God rising up inside of you. You guys with me on this? And it will ruin you if we're not careful, because it's so weighty, it's so heavy. Even my spirit, man, it gets so weighty that my emotions can't handle it. Because it's easy to get frustrated, not frustrated, but just agitated. It's almost like you were total dissatisfaction. So rest on you. You know what I'm talking about? What do you think pioneers? Pioneers did something because they were agitated. You guys know what I'm talking about? So this is a history of pioneering of the things of the Spirit. But there is a, I'm going to have to say this, I don't know if it's new, but another expression of the Holy Spirit that hasn't been seen yet is about to be released here. Does somebody drink out of this? Is it? Okay. Thank you. So another expression. So again, try not to be trapped in old expressions, although I'm not saying to do away with it, but if we try to do an old expression that released something 20 years ago, it becomes stale. just stay in love. Come on, amen, right? I just exhort you to stay in love. So another expression, I don't know, I'm not going to say of church, because God did not die on the cross so he could do church. You know, God's not into doing church. But another expression, I don't know what that looks like. You're going to figure it out. But all I know is you guys are rumbling. I could feel it. Mike could feel it right here. It's like this agitation going back and forth. And so are you guys ready for the glory? Man, I don't know what I'm saying here, but something's going to happen. Why don't we just lift your hands for a moment right now and I just want to activate this. Father, we lift our hands as the vessels of you. You are so jealous. Father, I pray for the rumblings until the burst, the eruption comes. God, that we would groan until it comes. Father, I pray that this place will discover the next expression that you desire of your kingdom that have yet to be discovered. But Father, help us to stay in love. So Father, we pray, erupt, erupt, erupt in the Spirit, erupt in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, that's why some of you are just, all you've been saying is, oh, that's all you're doing, is because you're agitating. Things are being agitated. Hey, so Father, I ask you for an eruption of your glory, eruption of prophetic decrees, and the eruption of intercession. Hey. And Father, I pray for the angel of peace. You are welcome here to rest in this place. Because whenever the Lord shows you something of who he is, you need the angel of peace. Otherwise, you'll explode. Again, that makes sense. So say amen, you guys. Let's just say amen to that word. So that's what I saw in that prophetic decree. Now, I did receive a word, and I know my friends will hear it again, but sometime back, I was in a moment of silence in the Lord's presence, and I'm here to release an anointing. I'm here to say it, release it, and then go away, and then come back again. But what I'm about to show you here is about 6-7 hours long, but I'm just going to give you what I feel like that needs to be said today. You guys ready for this? Because later on, I'm trying to put it on CD form to give it more detail, more meat on the bones, but get ready for this. You guys ready? Now, I was sitting in the silence of, and the Lord just wasn't quite revealing things. When the Lord is not speaking, there's a couple things that we have to evaluate. One is okay, God, are you about to tell me something new? Or do I go back to the old and rediscover something that I've let go? Does that kind of make sense? Like, did you speak to me in the past that I've let go? That's why you're silent today. Does that make sense? Or something new? But I knew this was something new. And I was just sitting in his presence, and then this scripture comes, and I want to hand out to you on the, can you help me with that? It's in that thing. I want to hand out a typed out prophetic word. The Father asked me to type this. You could pass it out to everybody. The Father asked me to type this out. Now, when you get this in your hands, try not to. I know prophetic people, they want to read the end before they read the beginning. I know that. Trust me. I just know how it is. But I want to give you something that I typed out that I felt like was Lord. I've never done this to any prophetic word. Of 30 years of ministry, I've never typed out prophetic words. So you notice there's the front and back of each page. So actually there's 4 pages. Be sure the pastor gets one here too. So, yeah. And so I was in my back patio just inviting the Lord to speak to me. And then he opened up 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. I numbered, you'll see numbers along the side. They're not verses. They just help us to go to references. Because, like I said, this is about a 6-7 hour, boom. But I'm just going to give you and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Are you guys ready for that? But this is the word. We are in a season of excel. Okay? We are in a season. God's people are in a season of excel. Now, in line 3, 1 Thessalonians 4:1, open up to me. It said, "Finally, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us instruction as how you ought to walk and please God, that you actually do this, that you actually are walking and pleasing God, but that you excel still even more." Everyone say excel. Now, when I was looking at the scripture, like the burning bush experience, it was burning. The word excel popped out of the verse. And then I decided to look up the different definitions of excel. I looked at the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew dictionary, and then, of course, the old 1828 Webster, not Webster, what dictionary? Noah Webster Dictionary, 1828, because I want to know exactly what this word excel means. Because the Father said, listen, here's the words I said. God said, "I am the God of excel. I will excel my body." All right? You guys ready to be excelled? Now, I'm going to show you what the definitions mean. The Greek definition of excel means to superabound. Everyone say superabound. Now, I want you to listen. See, God did not save you so you could go to heaven. Otherwise, the moment you got saved, he would have killed you. And boom. You guys know what I'm talking about. God saved you so that you could excel on the earth. And that us as believers will stand out more than any other world religion. You guys ready for this? This is what Christianity is all about. So it means to superabound in quantity or quality. Who wants to superabound in stuff, in quantity, right? It means to be in excess, to be superfluous. This is a powerful word, superfluous. You know, like Jay Leno, he owns 100 cars. That's being superfluous. That is like, who needs 100 cars? You know, you're going to be so abounding that even if someone stole something from you, he says, "That's all right, I got another one." You guys ready for that? This is awesome. It means to have more abundance, be more abundant, be the better, enough and to spare, exceed and rebound. This is what God's, Paul says, as you walk, the word walk and please God from 1 Thessalonians, walk means to tread around as if you're God. Heavy. In other words, walk around as if you are the king and queen. That you've been sent. Walk around as if he is really walking with you. That's the type of walking around that Paul was talking about. And pleasing God. Pleasing God doesn't mean whether you sin or not. That's not the word pleasing is referring to. I'm going down one of the spokes. I have a lot of spokes attached to this hub word. But the word please means bring him joy that you're understanding it, what he's done for you, and that you're operating what he desires for you to operate. Yeah. Like I have 7 children when one of them was a wayward son. And he didn't do drugs, sex, and rock and roll or anything, but he just became a little wayward. We were a little concerned. He was not tapping into his God-given destiny. You know what I'm talking about? And he knows what the destiny is all about. And so at that moment, I wasn't pleased what was happening with him because I know that he was not fulfilling his potential. So when he repented and came back, that gave me pleasure. Say amen, right? You know, because that's the pleasing. It gives God's pleasure when we enter into what God designed you to be. Isn't that cool? Then it says, in the Webster's that, it says to be better than others. Uh-oh. It means to be superior. It means to be distinguishable in line 12. To be distinguishable by superiority and surpass others. Now think about this. This is the Christian. to be better than others. I want you to hear that. God says, I'm going to excel my church. I'm going to excel my people. 1828 means to go beyond, to exceed. Ever say go beyond? This is line 14. I don't care if you're 90 years old. It's time to excel. Amen, right? To go beyond means, I want you to imagine you throwing a rock into a lake the furthest that you could throw. I'm talking with everything you have. I used to have contests with my sons like that. Then I threw my shoulder out. They're not going to beat me. I was the type of father, my fiver, let's have the contest. I'm going to win. I'm the dad. I'm going to win. Anyways. So to go beyond simply means, imagine your furthest throw. When excel rests upon you, you will throw 10 times further. You guys ready for that? All right, it means to surpass in good qualities, line 14. Who wants to have good qualities of who you are? Good qualities or laudable deeds, to outdo, to exceed, to go beyond qualities or deeds, to have good qualities. Look at that word quality, man. To perform meritorious actions in an unusual degree, to be eminent, illustrious, and to be distinguished. God's original intentions for you as a person was to be distinguished among all those who you hang out with. And it's not to lord it over, but it's to come underneath, to support, and come over to protect. It is the Christian's job to allow what's in the city or what can't go in the city. You guys know what I'm talking about? I mean, I was, even though Sarah Palin, I knew when she was running to be, you know, the vice president, I didn't vote for McCain. I voted for her. But it would have been out of balance. It wasn't the will of God, and I knew it. Sarah asked me, "What do you think?" And I said, "You're not going to win because it's out of balance. Because people voted for the vice president, not the president." And she goes, "Okay." So we prepared our hearts. But I said, I don't care who's president, we're still supposed to be distinguished. We are still, listen, when a church resorts to a political spirit to see an outward change in a community, that church will lose its anointing. It will lose its anointing because we are depending upon the arm of the political spirit when you and I have the arm of the spirit. Come on, amen, right? And that's where we bring change. We're the one that brings change in the city, not politics. I don't care if they legalize murder. Man, if we're doing our job, no one would be murdering. No one would be having abortions. If we were doing what God has called us to do. Come on, say amen, right? So God is going to excel his church in this season. Come on, amen, right? Say amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, get ready to excel. Come on, get ready to excel. Now, the Hebrew word for excel in line 19 means powerful. This is the Hebrew word now. And the word excel is in the Hebrew. It means powerful, warrior, tyrant. It means champion, chief, excel, giant. Line 20, it's on the back. Yeah, here you go. Man, mighty man, mighty one, strong man, and valiant man. And the root word that feeds the word excel is the word to leave a remnant. Say amen. Then that's when my room started spinning. And then once I started to understand what the word excel means, the Bible says that God gives wisdom to the wise. Now, wait a minute. When I've heard that in the book of Daniel and the book of Proverbs, God gives wisdom to the wise. Now, he ought to give wisdom to the stupid like me. You know what I mean? It's kind of, God, listen, I need wisdom, so I'm not wise. But what that means is God gives wisdom to people of understanding. Once I understood excel, that's when his presence exploded in my prayer chamber. And then I heard these words. It was like an angel of excel came in line 23. Then I heard these words. Not the need to get more, but to expand what you have already.
not look for something new, but to excel what you were given, what you already have now. You know what he did with that statement? He broke the spirit of orphan right off me. Orphan spirit says, I don't have. And God is getting ready to excel us. Come on, are you guys ready to excel? Do you know, it's not the need to get something more, but to excel what you already have. You know, I was talking to a relative who was Smith Wigglesworth's right-hand man, his great-grandson. Do you know Smith Wigglesworth only had five scriptures that he had revelation on? Five. That were revelatory. You know the difference between head knowledge and revelation? I mean, it was revelation, like he got hit with a brick, how he described it. He only had five, but those five raised the dead. He excelled with the five revelatory scriptures. Are you guys with me on this? So he never looked for something new. He always excelled what he was already given, but then it swelled to be something else. Then if you look at the next page behind it, you know, on the back, that's when this word poured forth. Are you guys ready to hear it? So I believe at the hearing of this, the Excel anointing will begin in your life. Say amen, you guys. I'm going to have my beautiful wife. Isn't she awesome? My beautiful wife. Amen. So four of our kids are at home, you know, because they're old enough. And we're on a date right now. So you guys.
Okay. 2018, a year to excel. Can I come down here? I'm coming down here. Not to seek out something new, but to excel what you already know and have. What you gained in past has so much more to what you've experienced. There are things that are inside of you, especially with some of us older ones, that God has given, and he is going to unpack more. And I believe that as this word's going out, it's just stirring in you an expectation to receive more from what you've gotten in the past. I'm releasing a grace to excel. This is the year to excel still even more and more. Remember what I have revealed. How many of you journal? How many of you get dreams? Okay. Remember what he's revealed. Go back to those places. He's going to show you some new things. Amen? Go back to the basics of faith. Abner shared this on Saturday. Yeah. He said, somebody did. Go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. We got to master the basics and see more than what was revealed. All my revelations are endless. You will see. You will experience the Excel anointing in your life this year. Say this year.
This year.
You will swell with the Excel anointing. My angels are ready for your acceleration. My people are looking to your acceleration. My earth is groaning for your acceleration. Hold on. Buckle up. You will swell as a giant balloon to soar higher. And what you already know, what you are already doing, and what you are already practicing. I got to say something. Okay? You know, we heard this verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It was a salvation verse. You know, we saw it that way for years. His grace, like it said on line 31, is here to excel. His grace is to do what you cannot do.
Come on.
There are places in your life that you're believing God for where you want to see change. And his grace is there now for you to see what you've longed for, what you've been crying out for. You may not even know what it is. It's just a dissatisfaction. You know there's more. You know that maybe your walk with God isn't what it could be or what you see in others. I know for years as a young person, young married wife, I saw things in these generals that would come and speak where we were working, and I'd be like, man, I want that, I want that, I want that. Okay, the grace is here. The grace is here for you to break through to those places.
Yes.
It's stuff that's already in your spirit. It's already there. We just got to get our brain to catch up. Okay?